more interesting news. Sometimes I discover things I had no idea existed. Well, it has happened again. I never knew there was a ghost fleet of wooden ships stationed in Mallows Bay in the Potomac River. The ships have been there since World War I. They are steamed ships and they were built to avoid German submarines. There are not just a few either, there are 118 of them. The area has been designated a sanctuary. I can only guess the reason they were made of wood was to protect them from mines and some torpedoes which might have been set off magnetically if the ships were steel. The ships seem to be half sunk and overgrown with growth. We hear a lot about DNA lately and a lot about our DNA. I am not just talking about using DNA to solve crimes or trace back our heritage for a few bucks on an ancestry site. Science has told us a very large portion of our DNA is junk, however this opinion is changing. Some have said some of our DNA could be alien. What scientists are finding out about our DNA is it contains Neanderthal and another ancient DNA. We may be surprised in the future at what is found. There is a story which has been circulating around the internet for years and it has to do with Pan Am Flight 914. Pan Am has been out of business for many years, but it was one of the biggest airlines and also the most famous. The story states a Pan Am flight took off from New York in 1955 with 57 passengers and disappeared only to land in Miami 37 years later like nothing happened. This is so outlandish I don't see how anyone could have believed it. Anyway, the story is a fake. Brains have been in the news lately. The stories range from artificial brains, lab-grown brains to human brains. It seems the lab-grown ones are getting more sophisticated every day. They are commonly known as mini-brains. Japanese scientists have grown the most advanced ones yet, which is allowing scientists to better study neurological conditions. Don't worry, we have been reassured the brains can never become conscious or grow into a full organism. I think I saw a sci-fi movie years ago about a mad scientist who grew a brain and it took him over. There seem to be a lot of lost cities in the jungles of Central and South America. Recently one was found in Honduras which was known as the Lost City of the Monkey God or the White City. It was an amazing find, but even more amazing was the fact all sorts of life was found there which was thought to be extinct. Besides the species which scientists thought were extinct, new species were also found. I guess this proves the old saying, you never know what you might find. Think we are advanced? What about if the ancients could they have taught us a thing or two? The Romans could have. The Romans had made incredible strides in building structures as we know, but how many know they figured out how to bend seismic waves around some of their structures? It is said one of these structures was the famous Colosseum. It has also been said they could manipulate electromagnetic and sound waves. There is a crop circle which appeared in 2002 near Crabwood in the United Kingdom. It contains the face of an alien and a disc. Scientists have been studying it for years. A physicist from the University of Oregon stated the crop circle has been extensively studied in the lab and the creation of the circle was not made by simply flattening stalks. He believes advanced technology was used. Scientists who have decoded the message on the disc say it reads as follows. Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain but still time. Ali. Yuv. There is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduit closing / tests have been conducted at Mount Sinai Hospital which are said to be successful against cancer. It is said injecting immune stimulants directly into cancerous tumors creates cancer vaccine factories. 11 patients who had advanced lymphoma were given the injections and some of them had full remissions for months to years. It seems we just keep finding new ancient animals. Researchers reported they found something very interesting off the coast of Peru. The animal was the remains of an ancient four-legged whale which lived about 42.6 million years ago. This whale actually had hooves. Well, it's finally happening, quantum communications is taking shape. Supposedly, this type of communications cannot be broken if encoded. At least, that is what scientists say now. An agreement was signed between the European Space Agency and the European Commission to take the first steps toward creating this new type of communications. There have been quite a lot of Loch Ness monster sightings lately. As a matter of fact, there were two in 1 week. Many believe what appears in a webcam is the monster, but it is so far away as to be inconclusive. Perhaps someday someone will get a clear close-up of the monster, but right now the monster is only a rumor. We hear about how the United States flew and maybe still flies surveillance aircraft over Russia, and they even shot one down once, but we never seem to hear about Russian planes flying over the United States. A Russian plane was seen flying over Area 51. There is a treaty known as the Open Skies Treaty, which allows planes to fly over another country's territory. The planes must be unarmed and adhere to strict regulations. There is a woman who lives in Scotland who cannot feel pain. She is 71 years old and has never felt a pain in her life. You might think this is a blessing, but it has its problems. The woman has injured herself many times with cuts and burns without realizing it. She also has another ability, which is she heals very fast and most of the time there are no scars. Scientists have found this is all due to a mutated gene, and it is thought knowing this can help others and lead to new treatments. The woman had went to her doctor one day because she felt her hip was not performing correctly. The doctor was shocked because her hip was in such bad shape she should have been in severe pain and not able to walk. That was how her condition was discovered.